So I was,
we really cannot fuck this up anymore. We've literally done 3 takes.
So I was fingering a monkey's butthole, right?
Yeah.
And his ball sack had come on getting in the way, you know?
You do the old technique?
Yeah, I did my special technique, cut him out, and,
went back to...
I feel like I got a headache. I don't know.
It feels like we've been here before.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I feel like we've roasted Santa too many times, and that's why we had to restart, but it's whatever.
Tis.
So, Frozo, tell me some of your stories and tales.
So there I was working real late, and then I got up.
Punch you in the jaw. Okay. I was straight up punch you in your stupid fucking face. You can't do this in a minute in. You cannot do this in a minute
in. I gotta build up the episode. We're only a minute in. We can't just share all of our fucking stories right now.
Fucking start with a story. If you fucking start with a fake story.
What story do you want me to fucking tell?
Oh, the stomach one. The one that was funny. But
that one?
No, do the stomach one. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that one. Do that one. That was funny.
Okay. Let me think. Do I need to build up the story to how I know these people and how they got to the
party? Yeah, if you want to, for context, it's usually...
But here's the thing. Full warning. Okay, I thought you were about to stop. I was like, no, we know what happened. Full warning. It's going to take a little bit because, you know, obviously...
That's fine with me. If I can talk, not at all, that's cool. Because nobody likes my voice. Not even me.
Very well. Grab a cup of coffee so you can stay awake for this one, or a Monster Energy drink.
Thank you, Boomer Juice. I like the white cummies.
So I'm going to kind of keep this as fast as I can, like the Star Wars intros where it's the yellow words going up the screen.
Oh, that's painful.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, have fun with that shit. Go.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know.
Give the subscribers some gifts like it's Oprah on a podcast?
I don't know. I'll do a spread eagle.
You get a bloody fucking ear. You get a bloody ear. Everybody's getting bloody ears. Anyway, so I'm at the fucking bar. I'm with my fucking boy. You know,
my voice isn't that bad.
What?
What?
No, I was talking about as in like them having to listen to the bullshit for so long.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so I'm with my boy. You know who? I was over at the fucking bar with him, and then a couple of his fucking friends. And like
so
I
Santa?
Said, it's gonna be, yep. And then okay. So I'm trying to keep it quick. So
you're going like a fucking speed horse. So speed Santa race. And you and friends.
Yeah. So we go to the bar.
Uh huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it's a Thursday night. Nope. Saturday night. Doesn't matter.
Not that.
Doesn't matter. So fucking we're going to the bar. We fucking meet up with some more of their friends. There's 2 girls there. One of them I'm actually like super interested in. Cool person. Talk to each other, hit it off, whatever. She's a teacher. And she had just pretty much got hired to be a teacher. And I was like, oh, congrats, all that, yada, yada, yada. So I fucking bought her a drink for congrats. Then the other guy that we came with also knew her, so they started talking, and I'm the type of guy that's like, yeah, I'm not about to get no fucking pissing contest to see who gets the fucking number.
Okay, so keep in mind, all right, so white girl, teacher?
Yep. Teacher white? Later. Teacher well, lady.
What was she?
What like ethnicity?
Yeah, so I can judge you.
She was white?
Yeah, like I figured. All right, so white
what the
teacher.
Fuck you mean, what am I supposed to say? She was Native American. She was from the Navajo tribe.
So
she will bring prosper to my tribe and my people.
All right, so white teacher chick that you're into, you're talking to, hitting off, great. Mutual friend comes in, and they're hitting off great too, and you don't have a pissing contest.
Yeah, I'm not about to get no fucking pissing contest because I just met her. They know each other.
Oh, okay. So, the teacher and the mutual friend, they have previous history, and you're like, nah.
I was like, yeah, I'm not getting in between that shit. No, not doing it.
That's understandable. I mean, fuck, man. I want to go home, too.
Yeah, so, you're not going to want this, are you?
Yeah, don't spit in it.
That's wasn't. I like pressing on things.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So,
sorry, I thought you were doing dip.
What do you want to do? How is this gonna catch that? I could maybe spit once, maybe twice. I'm gonna pause the episode and go flush it down the toilet and be like, alright.
I don't
know. Alright, I'll be right back.
Hey, do you hear me? Does it sound like I do dip? No. Obviously, this shit grosses me out.
So, anyway. So they're hitting it off too, and I'm like thinking, you know, I'm not about to get no fucking pissing contest. Me and her is pretty cool, whatever. Skip to some months later, right? Which was last weekend. So we had a buddy that was supposed to come over, and when I came home from watching my dog, my parents' dogs, I asked my brother, I was like, hey, where's so-and-so at?
Santa?
Yeah.
All right.
And he's like, oh, one of his friends and his, like, super Christian wife is here.
Or girlfriend.
I guess, are they married? I guess, no, they're not. I guess he told them, like, wife as in, like, one of those, like, you're fucking good together. Like, oh, that's my wife type bullshit. Anyway.
Ugh. Dude, I was... Yeah, it's nah.
Stupid as fuck.
I was with the chick for 3 years. I never...
Yeah, it's stupid.
That's gay.
Anyway. That's gay. So, I'm thinking he's one of my friends that I work with because him and his wife are actually real Christian, right? So, I'm like, oh, shit, he was supposed to be here till, like, tomorrow.
Yeah. The one I was supposed to meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cool guy, by the way. Anyway.
So co-worker guy.
I look out the window to see, like, oh, who, and just to make sure. And the only thing I saw was Santa and then, like, two pairs of legs. And I was like, fuck, I can't tell who that is. And,
wait, where'd you...
Where I looked through?
Yeah.
That window.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I even went to the balcony. I was like, fuck, I cannot... I don't know who the fuck that is.
Weirdo.
Okay, what made it even weird... What made it fucking weird is... There's a kid's party going at that pool.
So, Santa and Frezzo live in an apartment. So, it's a public apartment, you know, there's a pool. So, you're looking like a fucking window where there's a kid's party going downstairs.
And that's what made me come in and use that window, because I was like, wait a minute, this looks so weird. So right
sketch.
Now.
That's amazing. So
I come back into my room and I look out the window and I'm like, fuck, I can't fucking tell who that is.
Yeah.
So I hit up my friend. I'm like, hey, man, are you here? And he was like, oh, no, man, I'm not coming until tomorrow. And not only that, but my wife can't come because she has work tomorrow. So it's just going to be me. Yeah. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, it's no problem, dude. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? And I was like, you know what? I really don't give a fuck. So I came in here and I got on my game because it was like, I'm tired. Like, I was out drinking with you all night.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We were chain smoking. Like, I was chain smoking. Oh, God, dude.
I thought I was going to sound like this.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. Like, I'm almost sounding like that right now. But fucking.
It was real sad boy hours.
Reasonable sad boy
hours. Pretty gay. Pretty gay, honestly. But yeah. So, literally, that was the next day after, like.
Yeah.
Dude.
So.
All right.
So I'm sitting here and I'm playing my game, blah, 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 and then I hear some voices out in the kitchen, and I obviously know it's Santa, I know his voice.
Yeah, Santa's like, hey, my buddy.
Yeah, so he's brother like, I guess he's trying to tell him, like, who lives in what rooms and whatnot.
Yeah, this guy lives over here.
He was like, oh, yeah, this is my room, and that room is so-and-so, and then the other room over there is so-and-so's brother.
Or, yeah, Frozo,
and then
Frozo's the other guy, brother. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, cool, yada, yada. So they're sitting there talking, and my door's shut, and I'm in here playing the game, and I can hear them, and I'm like,
what game were you playing?
I'm being Red Dead.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I'm being, like, super quiet, because I don't want anybody coming in my room. I just hate that for some reason.
No, I feel that, man. I get stressed the fuck out when people come into my room.
Like, if I hear them out the door, and I don't want anybody in my room, I'm just sitting here like, please don't come in, please don't come in.
Like, friends is one thing. Like, you when... Yeah. My other friends.
Well, like, even then, like, sometimes I just don't want anybody, like, I don't want to talk to people.
I get stressed out, man, when, like, people come to my room and just, like, ah, like,
I'm, like, not gonna fucking, like, I meet your breathe. Need of how to act.
I can't breathe, but, like how we used to hang out in the game room and shit, you know, like, the lounge area, I don't know what to call it, game room, lounge area, the fucking inner space before my room, whatever, like.
Oh, yeah, the little... The lobby of the
yeah, area. I guess, but
the
like
lobby of the upstairs.
That was perfectly fine, but like when I there's a couple times where like that one choir chick, you know, or an orchestra chick I was really tight with, she came over one time. I had like almost a full on fucking, I couldn't breathe, panic attack, just like.
So, yeah, he was, like, doing that, and I'm sitting in my room, like, trying to be real quiet because I don't want anybody coming in my room and talking to me,
mm-hmm.
especially when they've been drinking.
Right.
That gets even worse because then I'm like...
I can do it when I am drinking. When I'm drinking, I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, if I'm drinking, then we're all drinking.
Yeah,
it's
full
fine.
Sin, come on
but
over.
When you're the sober one and everyone else is drunk, you're like, please don't fuck with me. Please don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting here in my room, and I'm like... sitting there listening, and I hear the two voices. I'm like, fuck, why do they sound so familiar? Like, I know these people. And I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, end quote.
Yeah.
So I get up and I go out the door.
You go to the
And head. I go to the bathroom. And I look over and I saw the guy and the girl. And I was like, oh shit, that's why it sounds familiar. I know this guy. He's at the bar and whatnot.
Yeah, he's a mutual guy that was...
Mr. Steal Your Girl type shit, but really wasn't stealing because...
You didn't want to have a pissy contest with him.
So fucking...
Understandable.
He sees me and he's like, oh shit, what's up, bro? And I was like, oh hey, what's up, dude? And Santa.
Yeah.
as I'm walking to the bathroom, that's happening. So I go into the bathroom, and as soon as I go into the bathroom and shut the door, Santa's like, oh, what's up, dude? And his friend's like, not you. I was talking to your friend. He was like, Steven? And he was like, that's my brother's name. And he was like, no, the other one. And he was like, who? And he was like, your other fucking friend that lives in that room.
Yeah, Frozo.
He turns around and he's like, he's not even here. And I'm sitting in the bathroom and I'm laughing my ass off because it's just like that, like you,
yeah,
you just miss it. So then I like use the restroom, I come out. Somehow he doesn't hear me flush the toilet, I guess, because I come out of the restroom and I walk backward and he's like, what's up, dude? And I was like, what's up, bro? And then like Santa turns around again and he's like,
he doesn't see you.
Who are you talking to? Because I just came into my room and shut the door.
I remember this because he went to the fucking restroom and looked in there and he's like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, so when I went into the bathroom, I heard him go into my room and open the door and he was like, there's nobody even in here.
And then when you left and went to your room or whatever.
Vice fucking versa, he went into the bathroom, I'm not in there.
And then you walked, and the third time you walked past
him. Yeah, so the third time I come out, I'm like, I come back into my room and I get on the mic because I was thinking to myself like, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go hang out with them, dude, because I know them and they're cool. And I was also kind of thinking, like, I know she's there because the last time I saw her, they were together.
Yeah, the white chick.
So I was like, I'm going to go out there and make myself look like a good guy.
Yeah, might as well.
Which I am.
But, like, when was the last time you saw her? It was like, what?
Was that bar?
A couple, like, months ago, a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Besides this last weekend, probably like 2 months ago.
All right, so it was 2 months ago when you saw the white teacher chick. All right. You may continue.
So I walk out there to go hang out after I told my friend, like, hey, bro, I'm out. I'm going to go hang out with these people that are in my apartment. And he was like, yeah, whatever, blah, blah. So I get up and I go out there. I walk past Scotty, like, literally as close as I am to you right Santa. Now. Yeah. Santa.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So
you... This happens all the time.
Yeah,
anyway.
So all right, like, so you're barely, like, half a foot away from me.
Yeah, I'm literally walking right past
him. Hey, before you say anything, me, Bubby...
Yeah. Before I even go past Santa,
a foot away from him.
Yeah, I'm like walking past him, and as I'm walking past him, the guy again is like, "Hey, what's up, dude?" And I was like, "Oh, what's up, bro?" Santa fucking turns around right when I'm walking past him, doesn't see me, and he's like, "Who the fuck are you talking to?" And then turns back around, and there I am in the kitchen. And he's like, "When the fuck did you get here?" And I'm like, "I fucking have been here, man." So then, so we're sitting there, and I get to drinking with him and whatnot. There's a bottle of wine in my closet that I was kind of saving for whatever special occasion that happens. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pop it open right now. Anyways, fuck it. So while I'm out there, the girl finally sees me, and she, like, instantly recognized me. And was like, oh, my God, it's you. I didn't know you fucking lived here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I live here. We're roommates.
After two months, she, like... Fucking
instantly, oh my God, remember who I was.
And I remember this, because he told me this story, and she did some weird shit. She fucking, like...
pointed to me. She was like, have you met this guy? He's a really nice guy. And the dude was like, he came with us to the bar. Yeah. I know this guy, yeah. And she's like, yeah, this guy's, like, really sweet. He's, like, one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Because you were helping her out that night. You guys
were playing. Yeah, I was helping her out on, like, how to play pool and, like what shots to take and what shots not to take.
Even though they were on opposing teams. He was Mr. White Knight that night.
Yeah, I was White Knighting. Was White Knighting.
But...
But it worked.
I do remember this shit. I do remember this. It was fucking weird shit because you showed me. If you can imagine it, put out your hand.
Okay, yeah. Come here, blah, 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 so she can, like, talk to me while I'm, like, a freaking foot away from her. And she, like, went to shake my hand. I was like, okay, yeah, just normal.
Now, to specify, Santa and her boyfriend were in the bathroom for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot what the fuck they were doing, but they went into the bathroom for a little bit.
Yeah, God knows
why. So me and her were, like...
Yeah, this chick, Christian teacher woman.
I don't even know where the Christian thing came from. I don't think they're that Christian. They might be Christian, but they're not.
That's all I've heard is teacher, white woman, Christian.
Yeah, no, that's what I heard when my brother was telling me, and I was like, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I heard from you.
Yeah, little mix up there that makes no sense. But, so I went to go shake the hand. She grabs my hand, and she's like, imagine this. She's kind of like caressing my hand while I'm holding it. And she's asking me like, oh, what have you been up to? And
all so this. Your hand's in the middle of her, both of her hands. And yeah, she's like sandwiching
the hands on top of my, her hand that's on top of my hand is kind of like rubbing back and forth.
Oh, okay. So the top hand, so like your hand's in the middle, underhand, top
hand. Yeah, so the hand her hand that's shaking mine is under my hand.
Right.
And then with her other hand, it's on top of my hand.
And she's fucking like
caressing my hand.
Why are you so hairy?
Did you not see the full moon earlier?
Oh, that explains it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm containing you right now.
Oh.
So we're
fucking stupid.
We're catching up, and all I could think is like, oh my god, your fucking boyfriend is literally
yeah, in the right next there.
Room. And all I could think is like, man, if he comes out, this is gonna look so
dude. Awkward. That was literally the best time to get her fucking.
I know. Number I know. Or whatever. I was. Yeah.
I'll tell you
that one. I do regret.
When you're done with this, I'll. Well, I mean, you're probably going to see her again.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No, so, the way I laid it out, I'm going to see her again.
But I'll tell you a story of same situation, but I went a different avenue from you. So,
go ahead. So, as we're talking, she gently, like, moves my hand, and again, picture this, up to her face, and her face is, like, laying on my hand.
So, your palm like, of your hand's on her cheek.
No, and, like, this part of my hand, the top of my hand.
Oh, so the back hand.
Is touching her cheek.
Oh, and she's fucking.
And she's kind of like leaning on it, and she's kind of like going up and down, like kind of like rubbing her face on my hand.
Dude, that's so fucking weird.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like, this girl's definitely into me. I could have literally get the number that night.
No fucking shit, she's into.
Yeah, I was kind
of. She's into you still.
Yeah, which was
the fact that she had her boyfriend there, even though he was doing some weird shit with Santa, in the bath. I ain't questioning that shit. Santa's Santa, but like, they're. Fuck were they doing?
I don't know. They were in there for a good minute too, and all I could think was like let go of my hand because at any moment they come.
Yeah,
out.
Dude, that was the perfect time to get her fucking like number or snap.
Yeah, I should have been like quick, add my snap.
Yeah, you should be like, hey, what? How have you been? Like, yeah, let's
go through a 30-second date right there, just trying to get to know each other. Like, what your fucking interests are?
Oh no, not even that. Just be like, hey, I'll take my hand. Why don't I give you this? And you just fucking slide in your phone.
So we're catching up and whatnot, and everything's going good. And she's like complimenting me. She's
so
saying,
you did a 30-second date, anyways.
Pretty fucking much.
And she was complimenting you.
She was saying she was like, "Oh yeah, you're a really nice guy. You have like a really nice beard,
dude,
and it looks really good." And she was like,
"Dude,
she's like, I really love your smile and all this." And I'm like sitting there thinking like, "Yeah, where's your fucking boyfriend at? This is starting to get really bad."
Trust me, I'm not one to blow smoke up your ass. I am not that person. It is a medical treatment. It's blow smoke. It is a medical. That's a.
He's been shot. Blow smoke up his ass.
No, really, that's a medieval fucking medical treatment to blow some blow smoke up someone's ass because it would wake them up. Obviously, if you blow smoke up my ass, I would wake up.
I probably would say, like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
No, that was an actual medical treatment back in the day. What the fuck? But. I'm not that guy. You know me. Dude, she was super into you. That is insane.
Then it gets better, right? So then we're sitting there, we're talking, whatever, and she asked if she could have some of my wine. I said, yeah, no problem. Gave her the fucking bottle. She drank some of it. They came back. We're all talking. We're in the living room. And, freaking...
Shut up.
Are you okay?
Pause it.
I can't pause the podcast. Right.
It's fine. I just had to stand up.
Blow the smoke up your ass again.
Yeah. Dude, I just need to feel that nicotine rush.
Stick your ass out the door and let it fucking rip.
No, it's good. It's good.
So we're sitting there. And we're talking because for some whatever reason, Santa and his friend get up and they go in the kitchen, and then it's just me and her talking again right there in the living room. Huh. And we get to talking because she asked me, she was like, "Oh, how do you feel about kids?" I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I would like to have a kid someday, but definitely not in any rush to have kids." And she was like, "Yeah, see, I'm the same way." And I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, clearly they've already had a conversation about like who wants kids and whatnot. And she was like, I really don't want any kids. I mean, if I had a kid, then like obviously I'd be a good mother, but like I don't want any kids.
Yeah, puts her job. I was like, okay, so you're her job as a teacher on the line.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so you're the type of person that wants to go see the world before they even settle down. And she was like, that's exactly what I want to fucking do. Like, it's the type of life that I've always wanted to have. I was like, well, you should fucking do it. Fucking go do it. So we're talking and whatnot, and they finally come
back. Why didn't you get her number or anything? Like, what the fuck, man? She was...
I was thinking to myself, like how you were just saying a minute ago, like, you're going to see her again. Like, that's how it is. Like, it's like, if I see her again, then I'm going to do it.
And it's not always going to be like that, though. But, hey,
If it works, it works. If it happens, it happens.
I guess, but... I don't know, that's kind
of... Because, I mean, like, it'd be the same situation if I get the number now. Like, I'm not going to hit her up because she's with somebody.
She doesn't always have to be.
That's true.
Big brain power play.
But, fucking... this is, like, one of those moments that I'm, like, kind of like, why are you with this guy? Because, like, clearly me and you have the same views. This is ridiculous.
I'll tell my story about that situation, but you go ahead.
So, fucking, we're talking about cars and shit, and we're talking about Subarus, and she was like, oh, I don't really like Subarus, those are, like, for, like, the older men, blah, blah. And I was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, WRZs, STIs, those shits are literally racing cars.
I mean, she's kind
of
right.
And she, her boyfriend, like, stopped me in the middle of it and was like, yeah, she's more into trucks. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, what car do you drive? I was like, I don't drive a car, I drive a truck. And she was like, oh my God, like, eyes widened the fuck up. And I was like, you drive a truck? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, what do you drive? I was like, I drive an 08 Chevy. And then her boyfriend was like, yeah, he's a truck guy. Like, he drives trucks more than cars. And I was like, yeah, it's because to me it's more like...
You're literally efficient. Her crush. Yeah. You are literally her crush. That is disgusting.
Yeah, dude. It's hard. It was hard for me to watch on the inside. I was like, fuck. Glass shattered. Just...
Hey. Did I think I already told my glass shatter story where... A chick I liked was like,
oh my God, you're gay.
Oh my God. But continue.
This is when things get funny. This is the part you've been waiting for this part of the episode, right? So we're sitting there. All right, let's try to imagine. It's a couch. And then we have two recliners in the living room. Obviously on the couch is the boyfriend and the girlfriend. The girlfriend is laying long ways.
So the girlfriend has her feet on the boyfriend.
On the boyfriend's
leg. And her head's on the... kind of
on my side, because I'm sitting in the recliner, and she's, like, right there, head's right there, so we were talking the whole time.
But there's another chair there. There's another recliner. Yeah, but
it's
on the other
side of me, so it's still an empty recliner, me, couch with those two, and then Santa's sitting right there in front of them, crisscross.
All
right,
so Santa's sitting on the floor in front of them, facing them while they're on the couch, and there is an open recliner for him.
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
And he doesn't realize it, but I'm sitting here with a bottle of wine, and my face is just in awe. Like, I'm just like, what are you doing right now?
What is he doing? I already know the answer. What is he doing?
He doesn't realize it, but he's sitting there, like, kind of, like, doing a slight drum on her stomach. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, bro, what are you doing right now? Like, that, I'm just sitting there watching this happen.
Sanchez playing on a girl's stomach. Drummer boy. Like the drummer boy. So he's doing this.
Drum line over here.
On a girl that's dating another dude that's in the same room. Like, her legs are on his legs. Her head's on the armrest, on the couch. And he's doing this on her stomach. Now, what is her face? I already know the answer.
So she kind of gives this, like,
disgusting.
I guess. Kind of like a weirded out, like, what are you doing?
And he was, which is understandable.
He was like, oh, my bad. I was like, what the fuck?
That is fucking. That is fucking amazing. That Santa. I love him, but, like, God damn it, dude, like. I can't drink with that dude, man.
I fucking love Scotty. Drinking with him gets funny as fuck.
I can't drink with Santa. It's funny as fuck, but, like, dude, it just gives me... He gives me a headache because of the shit. like how he's like, he wants, like, he's like, no, man, the bartender's really into me. We had to have a talk with Santa about the bartender slash waitress are not, they're not into him. They just, you know, they're bartender.
Just trying to get the money. That's how it is.
They're doing their fucking job.
It's the
conundrum.
Yeah, I don't know what to go with. The bamboozling of being a bartender.
They're doing their fucking job. Like, or the 4th of July thing.
You know, with the firecracker shit?
Yeah, where they gave him $1, like,
off. They went ahead and did, like, the military discount because he was, like, $1 short.
And he was like, no, man, that chick was so into me. And you were right there with him.
Yeah, I was just like...
Was that chick with him? Into him? No. You gotta answer. They can't see your head shaking.
Yeah, no, dude. I wish we could have a video podcast. That'd be dope.
All right, so...
In the making. Coming soon to a podcast near you.
So with Frozo, how we had a chick that's clearly fucking into him. I had a scenario like that, too. So go back 4 years prior, I believe. 4 or 3 years. I'm working on IHOP uniform. So, you know, red t-shirt, black pants, apron with the fucking burn sleeve on because there was a lawsuit that happened. So we had to wear it. So it's a black sleeve on my left arm. I'm drunk as shit. I just left the bar. It's 2 a.m. I'm going to Taco Bell to get some food. I see some mutual friends, people that I put up with because, like, my brother was like, hey, man, there's this girl, I'm like, I was like, dude, let's fuck up this guy. And my brother, yeah, because it's Fat Al.
Yeah.
Fuck Fat Al. And I was like, let's fuck this guy up. And my brother was like, whoa, hey, can you be cool? There's this girl in his clique I'm really into. Can you, like, bury the hatchet for a bit? Because, you know, I'm into her. I'm like, all right, fine. A week later, my brother.
Is this a single? Like, you?
No.
Oh. That'd be really awkward.
But it was like a week later. My brother hit me up. You know, he's like, you know what? You're right. Fuck that guy. Let's go fuck him up. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you, man. You didn't get my back.
Yeah, right? You had your fucking chance.
Yeah, you didn't get my back when, you know, I'm not going to get your back. I'm going to tolerate these people. So, obviously, I could only talk to these people when I was drunk. And a couple of them used to work at the Taco Bell. So, it was like 2 a.m. I'm wearing my IHOP uniform shit. And I saw them hanging out in the lounge of Taco Bell. So, I was like, you know what? Make my food inside. I'm going to come inside and hang out. Because I'm drunk. I can tolerate you. I go inside. And I don't like any of them. And there's like this new girl. Or whatever. So I go in there and I start talking to her. I'm just like, you know. In Taco Bell, you know, there's that black bar or whatever.
Yep.
So I'm hanging, I immediately go, all right, this looks right. And I hang upside down from that bar. And I'm just talking about mad shit about Fat Al. And Fat Al's not even Fat Al, like 5 feet away from me. I'm talking mad shit about Fat Al. And I'm talking to this new chick. Because she's new, she's someone I don't know, someone I can tolerate, definitely. And I'm just, you know, talking to her, and she's like, oh, I'm with Fat Al. Oh. Yeah, no, yeah, me personally, no, I can never date a fat person, but whatever floats your boat. Oh, dude, I was just fucking, it was a lot worse shit.
You should have just at least turned around and be like, yeah, I'm talking about you, bitch.
No, he was right in front of me. He looked back at me several times, but he never did anything because Fat Al is a little bitch. Fat Al never did anything because it's Fat Al. So I'm just talking mad shit about Fat Al.
You might want to be careful. Or you might get canceled. If you go on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, that's his nickname. There's in the same friend group of Fat Al is Dylan the Rapist. So honestly... It's not that bad. Dylan the Rapist is a sack of shit.
Oh, that is weird, yeah.
Oh, he should burn. But, yeah, no, I was just hanging upside down, just talking shit about that dude. And he wasn't doing anything about it, because I've known that Fat Al for years, like you. Unfortunately, we've known him for years. And the chick was just like, I need your Snapchat.
Man... Yeah, I got another story, but go ahead.
But I was like, you know, I really don't use it. And she's like, no, I need your Snapchat. So she got my Snapchat. She texts me for like every week for about a month. until finally I was, you know, like, I guess I should hang out with her. And, you know, I had a...
I guess. If I had the Snapchat with the other chick and she was like, hey, let's hang out tomorrow, I'm like...
But I'm there. It's basically on the same avenue with that. But you're not... I mean, granted, I was at a very low point where I'm just...
Not only that, but the guy that she was with wasn't somebody you would respect. So, I mean, if I didn't respect the guy... Oh, hell yeah, I've got the fucking Snapchat.
True, like,
what's
but...
What's the Snapchat? What's the number? What's the Facebook? What's your fucking MySpace?
Shit. Oh, I don't even have Facebook anymore, but, But granted, on the same avenue, she was telling me about platonic cuddling. Because it was the fourth time we hung out. And she was like, yeah, we're going to hang out and watch a movie. And I was so uncomfortable. She was like, yeah, we can cuddle and shit. We were fucking shoulder to shoulder like this, like arm to arm, just watching a movie. And I was like, okay, I'm going now. Like, I was such at a low point in my life where I didn't know what to do. And she's like, no, you can, like, platonically cuddle. And that's a real thing because you can be touch deprived. That can be, that can lead to depression. And a normal person would be just like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm getting laid. She said, we're going to cuddle. My dumbass, I was such at a low point in my life where I'm just so fucked up in the head. I'm just... platonically cuddling. Yeah, that seems like a legit thing. I'm, like, just pure...
Wait, so was she trying to fuck?
Yeah, she was. But I was so just fucked up in the head. I was pure of mind. Just, oh, a friend is saying we could platonically cuddle. Yeah, that seems legit. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go try this with my friends now.
So we...
If you would ever fucking come up to me and be like, yeah, I heard this new thing called platonic cuddling. You want to try it out? I'd be like, get the fuck out right now.
It's not...
Of course I want to.
Yeah, we've done it before. Don't be gay about it.
It's not gay, dude. It's just helping
each other out. Yeah, it's brothers. We're being... Yeah. We're gonna spoon each other and watch Star Wars.
I'm just like fucking curling your hair.
What hair? I don't have anything.
The hair that you had?
Oh, dude, I found a fucking white hair.
I have white hairs, man. I've had white hairs.
Yeah, I see. Oh, my God.
That's bad.
Oh, my God. But yeah, like, I because she was a really attractive white girl. I just, at that point in time, I was so fucked
Let
up.
Let it be known that we have literally emphasized these ethnicities for the girls that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't date them. I don't know why you're, like, emphasizing so much. Because you're like, for a white girl. You know, that's not my cup of tea. All right.
So white girls are different because they don't have an ethnicity. Their culture is daddy issues and family problems.
What's the square cheese called?
Swiss cheese or American?
No, it comes in wrappers. It comes in little packages like that.
American?
Is it just American cheese?
Yeah, that's American white.
Yeah.
So white girls
put a hot dog in a bread bun and put that cheese on top.
Of no, they eat. They don't fucking put a white American on a fucking hot dog. That's sacrilege.
You never seen white people do that?
Dude, I know white people that fucking, like, they get a chili cheese dog or whatever. They put other shit.
That's normal in a way.
That is normal.
But this is some unnormal, sadistic shit.
That's... But, alright, so, white people,
they culture. They eat mayonnaise and peanut butter together.
Not necessarily true. Not
so many white people do that shit.
The white chick I was with didn't like mayonnaise. She hated it.
Oh, God, thank God. But my black... is disgusting.
Yeah, but my black uncle, he loves mayonnaise. It's crazy. And he's, like, solid black. He adopted me. Like, that's how I got into his family. That's why I have a black uncle. It's because he adopted me. So, it's just...
Yeah, mayonnaise is disgusting. It's gross.
Really? You don't like... What, hang on, Miracle Whip or, like, normal mayonnaise?
Either one.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Santa likes Miracle Whip. I like normal mayonnaise. Really?
It's gross, dude.
Holy shit.
It's nasty.
I'm learning something new about my friend.
I fucking hate mayonnaise, dude.
All right, so white girls, their culture is, like...
Cancel family, everything.
No, family issues or family issues or daddy problems. And I come in, I'm fucking, you know.
I like how you're kind of giving, like, these valid stereotypes. I'm just saying all this random ass shit.
You're not wrong.
All this random ass shit that I've seen white people fucking do. We gotta cancel it.
Wait, you're not wrong. Yeah, your people are practically extinct at this point. I mean, you got, like, your people got, like, an HBO special called The Reservation. My people, we're still going strong, unfortunately. But yeah, it's yeah, she, I guess going back to it, she fucking hit me up for a month straight. We hung out, and it was like the fourth time we hung out in person. She was like, no, you can, you know, platonically cuddle, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that is a thing. And it's a trap. If any chick's like, yeah, we can cuddle, blah, blah, it's a trap. You're going to fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the end goal for everybody, cuddling. If my girl asks me to cuddle, I expect to get my dick sucked at the least.
Yeah, but I was so fucked up, I didn't even, I was like, yeah, that's all right. We'll watch a movie. I'll go home.
I once was talking to this one girl. We hooked up a couple of times. And she said she didn't want to hook up anymore, but she didn't want anything serious. But she wanted me to come over and cuddle her, right?
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And I got to the point where I was kind of tired of, like, driving so far to...
You're basically just a blanket.
Just, yeah, because I thought, like, you know, like, oh, she just says that, but we're going to fuck. Because, like, the first time...
And she didn't.
The first time was the only time I was going to do that, because the first time I went down there and it was already late. And I thought I was gonna fuck. She said, no, that's not happening. I just wanted to really, like, cuddle you, blah, blah. And I was like, what the fuck? This is stupid. Okay. So the next day or two, she hit me up again. And she was like, yeah, do you want to come over and, like, you know, cuddle and, like, sleep with me, blah, blah. And I was like, look, I don't want to sound like a dick, but are we fucking or anything like that while I'm there? And she was like, no, why do we have to have sex, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, here's the thing. I'm not dating you, and you don't want to put a fucking label on it. Why would I come over there unless I'm having sex? And she was like, are you serious right now? I was like, honestly, yes. Like, that's a waste of my gas. Like, what the fuck?
Just be a blanket. I'm good. Yeah.
I was like, I'm not fucking doing that. She was like, wow, I can't believe you fucking said that.
Wow.
I was like, okay, whatever. I was like, not fucking losing any sleep from you.
No, with her, it was, it escalated, obviously, because we're cuddling, and it escalated. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I don't have a condom. I don't have anything. I haven't, like, manscaped or anything.
She's like, don't worry. I got trash bags.
No, she was... Yeah, that was the best 3 years relationship in my life afterwards. It was great. Fantastic. Her family, awful. Her, great. But if I could, like, if I could get someone like her, but without the extra baggage of everything that happened and shit, because I was... stressed the fuck out, and it took me a while to realize that, like, that's why I drank so much, that's why I got so, I was 200 pounds last year.
200, really?
Yeah, I was 200 pounds last year.
You did not look 200.
You should have seen me, I got the picture
on my phone. I've seen the picture, I've seen you in person.
Yeah, I lost 40 pounds now, I'm the healthy weight range now, but it's like, looking back on it, like, I love her to death, and I still do love her. But fuck, dude, I was stressed the fuck out. Still the best 3 years of my life. But I could see why, like, the last year of that relationship, I just slept and drank. Because, you know, COVID, dropped out of college, I lost my job because of COVID. So there was, like, what was I going to do? I had to take care of her family and her and myself, and that's a lot, dude. That is a lot.
There's a something I wanted to say, and I cannot fucking remember.
Oh, you're fine. We got time.
Yeah. So
we can't stop this at all, can we? No. Shit.
Which is weird that Santa's phone works a lot better because, like, he has the thing to trim it or
stop it. Yeah, stop it.
So mine if I is hit like, that, yeah, if you stop that, we are gonna have to redo the whole thing or just leave it at 40 minutes.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah. Apple products. God damn it.
Fag.
I'm trying to remember because it was actually something to talk about, and I dropped the ball here.
Man, I feel like this kind of turned into a fucking bummer episode. I really didn't mean to. Yeah, but 40 minutes in, Bubby and Frozen, obviously. But yeah, this is our first time doing an episode together, which is crazy because we thought of this, or I thought of this back in, like, middle school together.
Was starting a radio show?
Yeah. And you actually acted on it, which is crazy.
Yeah, because we were always in fucking lunchroom talking about the dumbest shit. And I was like, we were like, dude, why the fuck? We should fucking do a radio show.
It was a lot funnier,
years
though.
Years later, here we are on a fucking podcast. 40 minutes, can't even think of what the fuck we were about to say.
Because we're both brain dumb, just tired of shit.
Fucking.
You want some Monster?
What the fuck was...
No advertisement, but you want some Boomer juice? You want the Boomer in my juice? In your dip cup? That's gay.
It's a little lid. You cannot dip in this. You take a spit, you're the like, oh, you've well, been gotta fucking go fucking empty the whole time. Finger popping each other's assholes. Dude, now I'm really irritated.
Alright, so since I've been back, obviously, a lot skinnier. And it's crazy. I've been like, chicks have been asking me for my numbers. I haven't experienced this, and I don't think I've ever experienced something like that before. Honestly, going to places and whatever, girls are like, let me give you my number. Santa was super excited about this one chick. And he's like, yeah, man, I got her number. Blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
Never mind, that's like half backwash.
There's another one in the fridge. It's... Go get that one. Alright. I'll continue the story. So, But Santa is super excited about this one chick, and she's hot. He's like, oh, I got her number, blah, blah, blah. And, she gonna hit me back, all this other shit. And, you know, Frozo obviously is like, dude, she hasn't texted back yet. Nothing's happened. And he's like, you know what, dude? Can you just be happy for me once? Frozo obviously is, yeah, man. Full send. Good for you. Yeah, you're going to get it, man. You're going to get it.
I was trying to be positive for the guy.
Yeah, he's trying to be positive for fucking Santa. And,
only because he asked me to.
Right. And
otherwise, I'd give him the hard fucking truth. Like, bro.
Well, you're trying to. But Santa fucking texts me. He's like, hey, man, I fucking got her number, blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited. Meanwhile, that same chick, I'm Snapchatting that night. Yeah. I had to break it to him. Like, I think she gave you a fake number. I'm so sorry. I've been talking to her.
Well, the thing that he told me was, appreciate you.
I got it.
The thing he told me was that she called his number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she like, didn't answer him. Like, hey, listen. Ah, oh, so good.
But she, like, he typed it into her phone and clicked call. And it rang, but his phone was dead, and he usually never gets
calls. Or
look at this.
What is it?
That was work. That's what that was.
Really? What was it? Don't come in today?
No, it was work. It's one of our clients and shit.
Oh, my God.
One of the companies we work with.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
But I feel bad, because Santa was so excited.
Yeah, I did too.
And I was just like, I've been snapping her.
What a bitch. All not you, but her.
No, I mean, me and her ain't even talking anymore. I mean, it's just, it was what it was. She was just a hot chick at the bar. It's nothing.
That's good shit.
But Santa was so excited. He was like, oh, we're going to date and blah, blah, or whatever.
We're going to skip in a field of daisies. Ain't that a daisy?
Mm-hmm. I'll be your Huckleberry.
That's just my game. So you win.
Say win. So you finally showed up. Yes, I did. I wasn't talking about you, Doc. No, sir. We had a game to play.
Oh.
That was just a joke. Why wasn't?
I wouldn't.
Fucking love Doc Holliday. He's great.
I didn't think you'd show. I'm your Huckleberry.
You'll be a daisy if you do.
I was just fooling about.
I guess that makes you a daisy. Fucking he's...
No, sir. I believe we have a game we didn't get to finish.
No, I was just messing around. I wasn't. He knew his Latin and I hate him.
All right, Longer. Let's do it. Say when.
Fucking amazing. But yeah, I felt bad, but like, it was just... She was nothing, honestly, and Santa just got so...
High strung.
Yeah, I feel like we had to have multiple conversations with them about how the waitress or the bartender
is. I'm afraid the strain was just too much for him to bear.
Yeah, unfortunately. But it's, I don't know, man. Life,
that's life.
Do-do-do-do,
that's life. What people say.
That was our first episode.
Yeah, it was dope.
Was it?
I think it was the first episode. It was one of the first, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Shit.
That's the one where at the very end you're like, what? I'm a fucking mutt. What do you want from me? And then like...
Oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da. Dude, I barely remember shit. I was hanging out with a childhood friend.
Oh my god, we still have not hit the fucking story about the chairs and shit.
Which chairs?
Your chairs.
My chairs? Oh, about... Oh my god, Santa about throwing up with the chairs?
Yeah, he needs to be here for that one. No. He has to be here for that one.
Fuck Santa, I'm not gonna be here.
I promise you.
I'm not gonna be here. Those were my chairs. Fuck Santa. I'm not gonna be here next... I'm not gonna be here tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, you are. Well, technically tomorrow, no. But today, yeah.
By the time this post is up, I mean, and people listen to it, I'm gone.
Mm-mm. But shit uploads quick. Literally, as soon as you publish it, about an hour later, it's already on Spotify.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fast.
But, yeah, no, Bing. Let's see.
It's okay.
It's not. It's my, religious friend. Yeah. Dude, this fucking skater chick, she's gonna kill me, though. Every time I'm fucking, like... Since I've been back for the past 2 weeks, I've been spread thin. I'm fucking going over here or over here. And every time she fucking hits me up with the exact text, hey, do you want to come over and drink and play Resident Evil at my place? Fucking amazing, right? I'm 3 hours away. Like, I'm sorry, I'm with family. I gotta plan in advance. Can we plan in advance? I even tell her, I'm like, I want to jump out the window. Can you please, can we set something up? And then nothing. And then like a couple days later, hey, do you want to hang out tonight? Motherfucker, I can't tonight. I'm a city over with my best friend. Like there's, trust me, there is nothing more I want to do than like hang out with you. But I just, you got to give me a fuck. I love the appreciation. Like I love the hitting me up kind of thing. I've never experienced that. Well, I guess I have experienced that a lot, but yeah, even girl wise, damn, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, every girl kind of dated, they hit me up first. That's weird. Have you had that?
Yeah, but I've also had a lot of more times where the girl would prefer the guy hit them up.
I don't know, it's weird. It's like, you gotta, with me, I guess, it's like, you gotta catch me, if you can. Because I ain't no Daisy.
You gotta catch me.
Yeah, but I ain't no Daisy. Like, I don't know what they're trying to catch.
Ain't that a Daisy?
I ain't one. But it's like, I don't know, they find something, like, no, I'll sit here. like a deer bleeding out, and they're just like, no, I'll stay here. This is fine. This is gonna work out. It's weird. I don't know. I don't... Me personally, with my buddies and shit, I don't hear that often of the girl hitting them
up.
Yeah, and I'm starting to get that way with a lot of my friends. Like, if you don't go halfway with shit, I can't make time for you, man. You gotta meet me halfway at the least.
True. Especially when it's somebody who's only here for a limited time. That's like something that we all in the military fucking agree on. It's like, if I'm in town for a little bit, it shouldn't be like, oh, you know, like, when can you come see me?
And dude, I feel like I'm spread fucking... I've been driving nonstop and drinking nonstop, too.
Oh, I know. Because I've been there on most of the times that it was drinking nonstop.
I'm going to die, dude. Like, I'm not built like this anymore. I can't... I'm not built
to
drink.
I'm just fucking going because it's a limited time thing.
Fucking Dragon Lady was even like, oh, do you guys want to get shots? No, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, no. I was like, no.
Nope, we're good. Fucking chick, fucking random chick was like, are you guys really turning down shots? Yes, we are.
You goddamn right. Yes.
He's got to drive. I'm not built like this anymore. I can't. Shit, dude. I got to fucking, like... I don't want to throw up for the next day. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
I fucking felt so... Okay, actually, the... Let's see. Today is what? Wednesday?
Huh? Yeah. Close enough.
So, we went drinking on Monday, right? Mm. Okay, yeah. So, yesterday... No... Did we drink Sunday?
Probably.
No, because Sunday was the thing that happened to my dad, blah, blah. Was it Saturday? Did we go drinking Saturday?
Yes, let's say yes.
I just know that I went to work one day. I think it might have been Friday morning. Yes, because last Thursday is when we stayed out, like, super late.
Like, yeah. Right now.
Yeah. And I went to work. And, dude, literally felt like shit the whole day. Like, just sick. Like, I wanted to throw up, but I didn't want to throw up. Like, I was like, if I go to the bathroom, I could easily just make myself throw up. Like, it wouldn't be even hard. Like, it wouldn't even be a fucking problem. Like, I would literally go in there and throw up. But that's it. But, like, I was, like, sitting there, and I was, like, leaning over tables and stuff. I'm like, fuck, dude, I feel good. I took a hit of some nicotine. I was like, that didn't do anything but make it fucking worse.
Well, yeah, it's fucking nicotine, dude.
Here's another thing, all right? Fucking coffee doesn't make me feel sober at all.
Oh, no, I don't like coffee. But I hear,
the last time that we got, like, super messed up and we went to fucking IHOP and I was drinking coffee.
Yeah.
I felt more drunk than I was when I got there. Mm.
So, one thing I hear, like Coke, whatever, I hear it really sobers you up when you drink. Personally, have I ever done it? No, because it scares me. I'm scared. Like, my mom used to scare me about, like, this one basketball.
You were talking about, like, Coca-Cola. I was like, I drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah, totally. Coca-Cola, the soda. And you're going to drink that up your nose. No, my mom used to scare me about this, like, one basketball player. He had his whole life ahead of him. Did Coke once, and he fucking died. And it was, like, in the 90s or 80s or some shit. And me as an idiot, that scared the fuck out of me. So I've never done... that, but what I've heard from it is basically, like, Coke is, like, it sobers you up where you're good to drive, but you're so energetic, and it feels like you're drinking coffee and doing shots at the same time.
Oh, God.
And that sounds awful.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good time.
I mean, if I'm driving, maybe, because I can't fuck up and drive it anymore.
Yeah, but just to drive, like, 10, 20 minutes is not worth it, no.
Nah. Especially if just, like, an hour, if you feel super, super hyper, and then it fades, and you feel awful withdrawals, that doesn't sound worth it.
At all. That's so gross.
I don't know. I got nothing. But it's super addictive and shit, because whoever is in it, I don't know.
Fuck, I really had something right there, too. And it just...
Are you okay, man?
I don't fucking know.
Dude. Are you sure?
I feel like, I guess the drink is starting to catch up to me, where I'm just like, what are you doing, dude?
Man, you gotta drive me home.
Oh, it's not like I forgot how to fucking drive the road. Like, what the fuck does a red light mean?
I don't know. That means
Florida.
Hey, take me to your best friend's house. Love you now, and I love you now. Oh, yeah.
Damn, we were burning through this one.
Yeah, that's why I got the... two big boomer juices, because I drink through them easy. They're not healthy for you at all. They fucking fry your adrenal gland and shit, but I gotta be up today, man. This is my last day to pack up.
I have to be up for today too. What do you
yeah, but I gotta be up to pack and maybe hang out with Skater Chick, because, like,
I have to be proficient or I get fired. What do you mean?
I gotta be up for my flight, or I get AWOL charges. I get military charges. You get...
Which, by the way, did you call Deers about the whole bullshit yet?
Oh, about my fucking...
You decided to go and fly instead of drive?
Nah. Because it's $60 for a plane ticket, so I'm just like, fuck it, I'm flying there, getting a taxi, and I'm just gonna go up to the base. Like, hey, my... what's it called? Your...
I'm the new boot.
Yeah, I'm the new boot.
You'd be like, okay.
Who was it, the guy who... The person who helps you, like, leave base and go, like, to different places, you're,
I don't know. They just kind of give us orders, and they say, hey, you see this? This is where you're going to fucking go. You better fucking be there on this day.
Yeah. Right, but there was a... with us, there's someone who tells you, like, hey, you talk to this person, go here, and they were on leave, so I'm just going to be like, hi, I'm here. What do I do? I'm wearing this Hawaiian shirt, by the way. This exact clothing right now. I'm going to fucking roll up with a sea bag, just like, hi, vacation.
Let's see, the last time I did anything, they were always like, there was always somebody at the fucking, like, arrival. So, like, if I had flown a plane, mm-hmm. when you go out the airport, there was obviously, like, there would be a sign saying, like,
arrivals.
You're fucking going to base, whatever, unit this, whatever, come over here, and then they'll situate you.
Oh, like, that's cool.
You're getting on the fucking bus. You're not gonna fucking...
Oh, there's a bus. Anywhere.
And they'll drive the bus. But that's why I'm saying you probably should have called fucking Deers so that way they can put you on the fucking list of, like, who all needs to get on the bus.
I'll just take a taxi. It's fine. Just go there and roll up with my seat bag. It's fine. It's fine. I'll figure it out. But this fucking skater chick, I know she's going to hit me up tonight. Like, let's hang out. I'm just like...
I'm going to be like, you bitch.
I just sold my car. I'm just like... All right, I'll get an Uber. I hope to God I get head. At the least, I hope I get head. At this point,
you could drive me to the airport. Why you give me head?
Look into my eyes as a master.
I'll drive and you give me head.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how you're supposed to drive in a...
What? The last time we were fucking, we were talking and shit, I met her at a bar. Like most people. She was cool as shit, but like, she was gonna come and hang out with like these other people we met at the bar, and they were throwing a party. So after the bar, we went to their house, and she was like, yeah, I'd love to join you, but I have multiple arrest warrants in this certain area, and a cop followed me down this road, so I'm not going home. So I'm just kind of sitting there reading it, just like, huh, she might be trouble or stupid or both. She might be stupid and trouble, who knows.
That's literally like why people don't hang out with people
at the bar.
Yeah,
but she's pretty though, and
it's
she's...
usually you gotta wait a few days, like you gotta see them at the bar a few times before you're just like, let's go hang out outside the bar.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but all right, if you like the same music as me, like Queens of the Stone Age and whatever else, and you're cool, and I don't know, you fucking help me out or whatever, like you're an automatic keeper in my eyes. So it's very low bar, but still, like, if you meet that standard, it's just like, I'm super interested, like, why not? Even as a friend, just, that's cool.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
Yeah, it's fine. But, you know, she texts me, and she's,
I got one phone.
Like, hey, come on over to my place, we'll play Resident Evil, chill, drink, blah, blah, blah. And I would love to do that, but I'm just always out of town because of family or other stupid reasons. Like, god damn, why wasn't this yesterday?
I bet she calls her box Pandora's box.
I'd still eat it. She also has a stupid ass fucking Mac Miller tattoo. God damn, yeah, the chibi Mac Miller. And she's older than me. She's like older than me by like 2 or 4 years. And she got, like, that stupid-ass thing right here.
So fucking stupid.
And she got the ears where...
it was definitely one of those, like, oh, it's Friday the 13th. They're going to be, like, one of those other
yeah, people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, man, tattoo. It was, like, $10. Might as well get a tattoo, yeah. Right?
The fuck? No.
It's cheap, but might as well. Fuck. Yeah, she's one of those... She got, like, a switchblade.
These are the type of people that get small tattoos, and they're like, yeah, I'm tatted up. And it's like, what do you have? Well, I got this little smiley face.
Yeah, Mac Miller, year and date, switchblade right here. And she had some other shit, but that those are the two main ones I remember because I was fucked up drinking.
Fucking A.
Damn, we bullshitted for a whole hour. That's crazy.
We fucking did. We fucking did it.
Hey, dude, high five. Good job. Good job, America. We did it.
6:30 in the morning.
Fuck.
With no edit. Just kidding, we fucked up a
little. Ugh.
We really had to stop this and restart it like 3 times.
Yeah, but it was like for 20 minutes. This is the best outcome, so.
I think the furthest it went was like 39 minutes, and we were like, oh,
no, it was 17.
No.
Don't
that was like the first time. And the second time we had to cut it at like 39 minutes. I remember because I was like, dude, that is a lot of time. Well, and then we were trying to figure it the fuck out.
I just felt like screaming most of the time, so. Alright, have a good night. I'm out.
Okay, bye.